Good morning. We are
Gilbert
and George. We are here with our new Beard Pictures in Brussels. Brussels, which was so important for us. It was in a dark winter evening in Brussels in 1970 that we presented our singing sculpture, nearly 50 years ago.
And we met for the first time Iliana Sonneman. She took us from Brussels to New York, and we had a first exhibition downtown in New York in 1971. And that was the beginning of our career.
Our definition of art is the friendship that is formed between the viewer and the picture, so that we say, now at this very moment, somewhere in the world, maybe in a different time zone, somebody is standing in front of a Van Gogh painting and wondering why the trees are so gnarled and strange. And that's the power of culture. That's Van Gogh speaking from the grave.
It has to be a freedom of speech and has to have a morality behind it.
We trained as sculptors and we felt that everything we did was sculpture, and then we gave it up because it was a confusion for a lot of people. But we do believe that our pictures are not pictures by picture makers, they are pictures by sculptors. No picture maker would end up with this form and this kind of visual sense.
We are, Gilbert and George, are speaking to the viewer in different ways, and that became like the big picture in some way, the big picture.
So that every picture, doesn't matter what the subject is, every picture of ours is a visual love letter from us to the viewer, wherever they are in the world. Maybe they're just looking at it in a catalogue or a book, but they're all visual love letters. I think in our 50 years as artists, art has changed in a very, very good way, and it became more accessible to more people around the world. The idea that the force of culture is extraordinary. We believe that we are not just bones covered in flesh walking around. We are cultivated entities. You are whatever your parents read or did not read. You are whatever gramophone record of your grandparents did or did not dance to. The force of culture in the world is still very underrated.
It's quite interesting because when we started out in 1970, the whole art world was towards formalism and minimalism. And what we tried to do at that time was absolutely taboo. That being human, crying, and what you call emotional stuff, colorful, was totally taboo.
We just always remember that when we came to Brussels first, all those years ago, we stood on a table with a stick and a rubber glove, and we sang, "The Ritz I never sigh for, the Carlton they can keep. There's only one place that I know, and that is where I sleep, underneath the arches. I dream my dreams away, underneath the arches, on cobblestones we lay. Every night you'll find me, tired out and worn, happy when the daylight comes creeping, heralding the dawn, sleeping when it's raining, and sleeping when it's fine. La di 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 da 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 da. Pavement is my pillow, no matter where we stray. Underneath the arches, I dream my dreams away."
Thank you very much.
You can use it how you want, of course.
Thank you.